Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with the hair. Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host Dick Hugger. We're going to keep it popping tonight as always. I want to come and holler at you, and I want you to holler at me. So, give me a call, 646-929-2037. That was the digits. Once again, 646-929-2037. Those are the digits to reach out and touch me. Reach out and touch Dick Hugger's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Anyway, as always, I want to hear from you. And if I can't get a phone call from you, can I get an email? Can I get a Dick? We want to talk about this. Dick, we want to talk about that. You want to reach me. You want to touch Dick. You really want to touch Dick. Email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, as dick@smoothdrama.com. And to keep up with us here at Smooth Drama, day-to-day different events that we got going, you can always, some of the time, text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Once again, you text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411, and you'll be all right. Now, I don't know about y'all, I'm a big fan of the Boondocks. Man, I don't know if anybody's been paying attention to this season, but it's like, God damn, Aaron McGrew is coming with the fire. If you don't know, Boondocks is a cartoon that comes on Cartoon Network. It's about a grandfather that takes his grandkids out into the suburbs to raise them. They come from Chicago, two kids, Hugh and Riley. It's just, nuts. Man, nuts. In this latest episode, talking about Tyler Perry and Ice Cube. My man goes everywhere. He's spitting the most fire. It's the funniest cartoon. Hell, maybe even the funniest show just on TV, period. I watch it. I thoroughly enjoy it. They talk a lot of shit on there. And I love shit talking. I don't know. What can I say? I'm a lover of shit talking. And speaking of shit talking, my main man, Alan Green, for those of you who are boxing fans, Alan Green is a boxer, and he's in the Showtime boxing middleweight tournament, the Super Six. My man Alan Green, you know, I was kind of behind him. You know, he does the comic books. He's a boxer, a knockout guy. He was talking, yeah, I'm going to knock dude out. I'm going to run up on him. And he was talking about Andre Ward out of Oakland. So, you know, he was like, yeah, I'm coming to Oakland. I'm coming to knock him out. I'm taking the title. Super Six, all these fools need to be scared. They didn't want me in the tournament because they were scared of me. Blah, 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 blah. Got his ass in the ring, y'all. And got took off on. Andre Ward popped out a can of super ass whooping on that ass. It was like, wow. I'm like, why'd you even show up, man? You was wasting your time and everybody else's. Now, a lot of people who watched it was like, yeah, Alan Green punked out. I'm of a different opinion. I don't think Alan Green punked out. I think that Andre Ward beat the punk into him. It was that dominant. So, big shout out to Andre Ward for holding it down. Y'all look out for him. He's going to be hurting people for a long time. And he convinced me even more. I made the right decision not to get into the boxing ring, that whole getting punched in the face, just because it sounds like a good idea. Doesn't sound like a good idea to me. And it's not going to happen for me ever. You know, I'll try to find different ways of making money, because that's not the way for me. I'm about the love movement. Make love, not war, or fights or punches to my nose or anywhere else for that matter. Speaking of making money, you know, I don't know what it is about people and animals, why people put animals above people. I don't know. I think it's just a human thing, because I don't know no animal that would put a human above another animal. I could be wrong, but somehow I'm thinking I'm not. Like, Gail Posner. And, you know, you got to know, it's out of my favorite state of Florida. A Miami heiress, Gail Posner. She died at the age of 67. So what happens? She leaves $8.3 million mansion, as well as a $3 million trust fund for her personal Chihuahua, Conchita, and two other dogs. Not only that, seven of her bodyguards, housekeepers, and other personal aides were left a total of $26 million under her will. And some were allowed to live rent-free so that they could take care of the dogs. Now, the funny thing about that is Miss Posner actually had a kid, a living kid, Brett Carr, who he's, as y'all might guess, he's filing a lawsuit saying that the mother's staff members were in on changing the will, whatnot. And, you know, just put it out there that they did something wrong, whatnot. Now, the funny thing to me is, you know, twofold. One, that people would think enough of a dog. Now, if it's foul play, I guess it's one of those things that you could just chalk up to people being smart and saying, okay, well, she wanted to take care of the dogs, if we're looking at it with foul play. Or if we're just saying that, hey, the woman loved her dog. Dogs. And the people who took care of the dogs. And we say, where was the son? Because I think a lot of times, you know, these so-called heirs, and as we've talked at length about, you know, the late Gary Coleman and how his parents was trying to get money and his ex-wife trying to get money, you know, Mr. Carr, where was he at? Were you a part of your mother's life? Because it seems to me that if you're not in the, I mean, you'd have to be around to not, I mean, to get some money. It seems like you wasn't around, and you was expecting to get some money from not being around. And we hear this all the time, well-to-do, and sometimes not well-to-do people leave their estate, whatever money they have left, to somebody other than the loved one who, for all intents and purposes, have been waiting for them to die so that they can get some cash out of them. I don't know if it's necessarily foul play, and I guess it doesn't really matter, because, you know, the precedent had been set with the Leona Hensley inheritance thing, where she did something similar, but instead they changed it to $3 million, and the rest of her money went to charity. So I guess if you're not the charity, you're shit out of luck. Good luck with that, Mr. Carr. You probably should have hugged your mama a little bit more and hung around and try to take care of her instead of waiting on her to die so you can be a rich dude and have a good time with her money. Not that I'm judging you, because I don't know you. Maybe you was there. But somehow I'm thinking that you was. But I'm speculating. Mm-hmm. Speaking of speculating, why do we have to state the obvious? You know, sometimes this stating the obvious, it baffles me. Like the Vandersloot. They did a whole psych report, and they come out with, oh, Mr. Vandersloot has a low tolerance for frustration and doesn't value the female role. Really? He's emotionally immature, which elicits strong changes in behavior that can send him out of control. He reflects a certain dominance over the opposite sex because he doesn't value the female role. Wow. You had to do a whole study for that? I'm thinking the whole killing the girls kind of says how much he didn't like women. It wasn't like they did anything wrong to him. Just, like you said, they were women. I mean, even his mama stepping up to state the obvious. Oh, my son is immature. He's not right. Yeah. We kind of know that. You don't even... Why do we even have this? Why do people talk about that? You know... Oh, you state this. Yeah, we know. Lady, your son is crazy as hell. And I'm sure it's probably hard on her. You know, my son is crazy as hell. But, hey, sorry for you, man. Your son is crazy as hell. And speaking of crazy as hell, why is your boy OJ... got his attorneys out there saying that his notorious past tainted his robbery trial because he's trying to do an appeal? Homie, let me tell you something. What? I already said, look, if you get away with killing somebody, leave the fucking country. But no, OJ wants to stay in America, want to golf in Florida. You want to have a good time, and you want to go and get your memorabilia back that you're not supposed to have any goddamn way. And now you're saying, well, my past tainted the trial. You think? Nobody would know that. OJ's past trial tainted this new trial. Wow, really? Some people, you know, told him he should have moved to the Bahamas. Jamaica, St. Kitts, somewhere out the way. Would he do it? Nope. Sucks to be you, OJ. And on that note, I'm going to bust out a song here. I'm in the mood for a song. I'm feeling festive. So, you know, I'm here in San Diego. I'm going to bust out my man, San Diego's finest, Black Mikey, Van Helsing. That's it.
Celebrate with every breath I take and keep heat for the heads of snakes. Only I got heat with hot lead for the heads of snakes. So when they hit, I can dead the snake. Let's elevate the game. It's time to remove the fakes. I give a fuck how many lives it takes. We must war for peace. Kill the beast, he's the head of the face. You kill the head, and that's all that it takes. It's time to raise the stakes on these motherfucking lives that hate. Hit vampires in the chest with the stake. A nightmare on your street. Six deep, don't sleep, stay awake. Or fuck around and wake up at your wake. And this world is so cold, it's got motherfuckers killing for crimes. Running around with 100 pounds round the cerebellum. And so I move with my infrared sight like the things that go bump in the night. Just to stay alive, struggle and fight. I move like a ghost in the night. Keep my toes in my right and his own sight. I bubble and rise, knowing death is looking us all in the eyes. So I'm fighting with the law just to stay alive. The stars and demons, silver bullets for the werewolves. We hold the bell, we see the horn. When the clock strikes midnight, the vampires rise. So I stare in the face of death and I fight to stay alive. There's no way that I'm selling my soul. There's no way that I'm ever gonna fall. Only it's no way I'll let you devils take total control. I'm a king on the throne made of gold. With the blood of a runaway slave pumping through my veins. Mystery's got me using my brain. Since I'm using my brain, Babylon know I'll be using my brain. But like they say, no pain, no gain. So I'm out in these streets with my automatic heat in these streets. And when I bust, you beat your feet in these streets. No love for police. They don't want me with my heat in these streets. Cause my heat will knock a man off his feet. It's a struggle out here, so we stay high. Cushion of beers, pushing the line, just me and my peers. Run the streets with no fear. We've been raised like this for years. So putting hell of blood, sweat, and tears. Just to stay alive, struggle and fight. I move like a ghost in the night. Keep my toes to my right in his own sight. I bubble and rise, knowing death is looking us all in the eyes. So I'm fighting with the law just to stay alive. Precious stars and demons, silver bullets for the werewolves. We hold the bell, or I fear the Lord. When the clock strikes midnight, the vampires rise. So I stare in the face of death and I fight. My balance on the tightrope of life. While eyes behind me watch my back for the knives. On me I got eyes in the back of my head watching for knives. So plotting on me ain't no fucking surprise. I come to recognize lies when friends shape shift to foes. Righteousness they shift to criminals. They say it's fair to get the dough. So it's fair when you end up with your soul all night. Twice as blind to the fact that most souls have a price. War is a defeat and it's a war in these streets. And it's a war in your home and you gotta watch your bed for filthy sheets. You sleeping with Lilith not knowing that's a filthy sheet. Your main queen for us by a demon, robbing you both for pee. Praying still you worry, that's a lawsuit. Don't let them cross you. Belief in a false prophet, that shit'll cost you. I've been down so long now all I know is rise. So I rise and I'm fighting to the death just to stay alive. Struggle and fight, I move like a ghost in the night. Keep my toes in my right in his own sight. I bubble and rise, knowing death is looking us all in the eyes. Fighting with the law just to stay alive. The stars and demons, silver bullets for the werewolves. We hold the bell, we see the horn. When the clock strikes midnight, the vampires rise. So I stare in the face of death and I fight to stay alive.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. As always, want to hear from you. 646-929-2037 is the number. 646-929-2037. Also, email me. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what y'all got to say about stuff. Dick@smoothdrama.com. Dick@smoothdrama.com. Reach out. Touch Dick. Embrace Dick. Give me a hug. I'll give you a hug back. I promise. Or something like that. Once again, that was my man Black Mikey Van Helsing off of his album Blackula. I like that song. Oh, now, you know how people get famous. Now, it's been one of those things that there have been a lot of people that got famous by doing the whole sex tape deal. Ray J, the Kardashian, of course, we all know about the R. Kelly sex and piss tape. We have an unwanted circumstance over in Indonesia, Jakarta, to be exact. The police are investigating video clips that allegedly show three celebrities taking part in sex acts. The image is spreading online and through cell phones, I guess, have shocked the modest Muslim nation because people don't have sex in Muslim nations, or so they would try and lie to you and make you think so. I guess what happened is there was a police raids on internet cafes and schools where the videos were being showed. People going through a lot, and there's been the whole freedom of speech and the whole attempt to punish immorality. You know how they talk about that in Muslim countries. Anyway, it was sex scenes between, some Indonesian stars called Ariel and another one, Kut Tari. I guess they're soap opera stars, and one of them is a soap opera star, and the other one is a TV journalist. Of course, all the journalists, celebrities, excuse me, they publicly denied appearing in the tapes. But, they just said that allegedly the people in the tapes just happened to look like them. And they can't be reached for further comment. You know what? I'm going to do a sex tape. It's like, you see all these people, they do sex tapes. They get rich. They get put out there. I'm looking for a sponsor. Can I get a sex tape sponsor? I don't know. Who would sponsor a sex tape? Or would I have to wait to get popular sex tape. If I did sex tape, would I be more popular than I am now? Am I popular now? Probably not. Sex tape would put me out there. Oh my God! Dick Tucker's in a sex tape! Live! No, it wouldn't be live. Oh well. Whatever. Anyway, the fact is that they're making it a big stink because it's in a Muslim country, which I think is funny because they make it like, oh, in Muslim countries, they don't have sex. No, they don't do nothing bad in Muslim countries. Nobody's trying to hit it in Indonesia. I'm like, the whole sex tape deal, for me, is like, really? I mean, sex tape to me, and people getting famous off of sex tape, is no different to me than the people who are writing books about sucking somebody's dick that's supposedly famous. And they get famous by sucking somebody's dick. All right. Good for you. I'm glad. No. Okay, I'm glad he met in your mouth and you want to write about it. But I have a different opinion on that. You know, some of y'all think that, you know, that stuff is interesting. I don't think it's interesting. I don't think anybody else's sex life per se is something that should make you famous. And if you're one of them people, you have sex with somebody and you want to get famous because you had sex with them, I think you just come out of earth. Or something close to it. Or something nasty that's running down somebody. Well, not even that, because that's too good for you. But that's just me. I don't see how that you should get any money or why people should even pay you any mind because you had sex with somebody. I've had sex with somebody. I'm sure there's people out there listening that have had sex with somebody. Should that be grounds to getting famous? You know, it's the whole Monica Lewinsky question. She's famous. She's doing lectures. She's all over the place because she sucked Bill Clinton's dick. That's it. There's no other scholarly merit for her. That's it. That's what she got on it. You know, the video vixens, all these women, and, you know, there are some men on the low that's trying to do it to get paid because they was with somebody. You sucker. That's all I can say. Suckers, 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 suckers. And not the good suckers, the bad suckers. You know, the rotten ones. Speaking of rotten, we're here in California. That's where the show is based, if you didn't know. And, you know, California's been going through rough budget cuts. And, you know, they've been asking folks to take pay cuts. I mean, they've made cuts all across the board. I mean, from the school system, the teachers, after-school programs, the state is borrowing from all the cities, all the mental health programs. I mean, just about any and everything that you can cut that was deemed non-essential was cut. No biggie, right? Well, unfortunately, it is a biggie because our California lawmakers took no cuts. Matter of fact, California lawmakers will continue to receive the highest base salary of any state legislature in the country. Now, there's a independent commission. I wonder how much they get paid. An independent commission that determines the compensation for legislatures. Let me go back and repeat that because I messed up. I'm sorry. There's an independent commission that determines compensation for legislatures. Legislators. Damn. My tongue is, got some shit on it. Anyway, they said that's enough for now. So the base salary is at $95,209. It kills me. $95,291 per year. Now, the assembly and senate leaders, they make $109,500 per year. And Commissioner Kathy Sands told the LA Times, hey, we took 18% cut last year. That was plenty. It was a big hit. Now, imagine that. Imagine that. They took 18% cut, and it is still the highest base salary of any state legislature in the country. One of the commissioners, Scott Summers, backed a 5% reduction. And, of course, his motion failed to get a second. Now, think about it. Voters had to okay a measure that prevented pay increases during years in which the state faces a budget deficit. This year, California is looking at a deficit of $19 billion. That's an estimate. Now, think about that. The commission's vote come one day after lawmakers missed the constitutional deadline to pass a budget. Now, to give you an example of how these dudes are doing their thing, they started off where the commission in 1990 started setting their pay, because I guess the law was they could no longer set their own pay. And at the time, the annual salaries were $52,500. They remained that way till about 1994. It got a little bump to $72,000. And in 1998, after a couple of other bumps, they went from $78,624 to $99,000. And then 2007, they reached the all-time high of $116,208 in 2007. Now, we think about it. These fools are making an inordinate amount of money, and the budget deficit is what? An estimated $19 billion. This commission that we don't know about, that I'm going to take a gander, that we or staff that we don't vote for them, and they probably get a substantial salary also, as they set the agenda and the salary for these cats who make the most after taking an 18% cut last year. They still make the most in the country, $109,500 per year. Big money. No pay cut for them. They make DMV people take days off. State, county employees have to take days off. No regard for their money, but they're talking about the big hit that they had to take. $19 billion deficit, but they took a big hit. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but there's some bad math going on there. There's some really bad math going on there. To me, I could be wrong. I could be right. It's up for y'all to decide. I want to air my ignorance alone. Do people think that, hey, I'm crazy for even thinking it? I don't think I am, but I ask, am I wrong? And where are the people who are always attacking? You know, there's people who want to attack illegal immigrants and these other issues, which deal with people, and they are relevant issues. But nobody attacks the people who are making the real money, the real crooks. Nobody. There's no outrage out there. No, this ain't even the issue nobody even talking about. Y'all, we still talking about some folks that if these people who are making all this money don't hire them, they're not here in the first place. My humble opinion. I said it over and over again. I'm going to say it every week, every month, every year. You want to stop illegal immigration, find the hell out of these businesses that are hiring them. Who are hiring them because they don't want to pay you a decent wage. And if that's not enough, look at all these so-called American companies that are outsourcing. Nobody's hollering at them about that. They outsourcing the hell out of the jobs. Why? Because they don't want to pay you a decent wage. So while you're out there, once again, hollering at Mexicans and anybody else you deem illegal, you want to kick them out of the country? Hey, you're probably doing them a favor. Because, shit, the jobs are leaving the country, too. And probably down there in their country. Because, once again, business owners, shareholders, don't want to pay you a decent wage because there's more money in it for them. On that note, I'm going to go to another song. I got to listen to the music. I got to dance a little bit. I'm going to ride on my boys, HISD Cowboys again. We need a cowboy.
Up quick like Gene Wilder grabbing a chest piece and herd dog cattle. Brand a name on the lane, the district rap game. We claim telling the same like putting tame. Bang, bang, shoot em up, fam. Bugs Bunny rap, catch heat like Yosemite Sam. Try to fight it like John Wayne and heart damage. New sheriff in town, give me a hat, Reggie Hammond. 48 hours to leave the damn text town. You can get with this, cause it's worldwide spit. Or you can get with that, Black Stallion, y'all just horse crap. What a pity, don't want for loops like the stuff was made in New York City. Get a rope, sit hot, pay for Conte. The Wild Wild West like Kumo D, Will Smith, or Delonte. But in the South, 10 steps turn around, fire, Dan Fouts. Strictly out in the mouth, rap, get stomped out, then skate on them like roll bounce. Young guns right off into the sunset, Secretariat Cowboys, original that love Billy the Kid grit. Click clack, hooves kick up dirt from the street. We ride, glide, and blow by like tumbleweed.
Yup, giddy up, serve in the truck. Man, hold up, hold it up, that ain't thick enough. Shut these up, Buffalo Soldier, we posse up. Mario fan, pick it up, stick up truck, that's for it tough. It's Chevy heavy for clue clutch, that's clicked up. They say you all but you cover up. Emron frogs, we like big stuff, so double up. Elijah Warren, champions, they're locking up. Live stocking it up, port, folio, rodeo, and show them up. And then wild, 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 south. Cowboys, stick 'em up. Yeah, don't let your babies grow up to be. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be. Huh? They from Texas, they got to be. baby grow up to be. They from Texas, they got to be. Raised up, stressed out, don't know what I'm talking about. 3 in the morning, I'm still sleeping with an open mouth. Down south, you sex, y'all don't really know about these, boy. How, boy? Who, us? No, boy. Don't get it twisted, we spit the flame. Get food in my claim, claim for outer time, we're thinking the same. We tighten it, cut the fat lip, don't come and retrieve. You'll get flipped like bananas, bananas, the boss, like Tony Danza. We bomb hard, get Texas tea, my dirty like Tennessee. The bum bee, boy in the fleet. Get to a piece when we got it, you hear some hugs. Every week, I'm
addicted to your ear. We raw, hot, and some touchy buckets. So get on up and ride, now we through these dusty roads. Well, we wrestle with mics and stereotypes. What a northerner's mic. Wanna start a civil war in the Confederate States. What a Confederate state. Everything that we make to make a living off of our killing, ice grilling. Drug dealing us a bad hand. But we still play to win, lose or draw your guns. Cowboys, shootouts, tunnels, saloons. They didn't wanna give us room. So we built our own house from the ground up. Now they wanna down us, clown us. Like we paint candy paintbrush on the canvas of the track with pictures of black dripping the grain and the lack. So picture those pictures of black batter from whips that crack. No wonder we back in the trap. Crack rapping for whips and chains. Auction block stock tray and I slang like mine. Hold up your pimp cups and such. But in the home of the loan, the source for first hour foam. And we roam the frontier. We go front, we roll blunts and cold beers. It's no beer, it's our years. So go steer your cattle too. Beef with others in the streets where brothers get circled by the cops like vultures. Welcome to the wild, wild westernized culture.
Don't let your babies grow up to be. Yep, they from Texas, they got to be. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be.
Say, man, y'all boys from Texas.
Together you gotta be.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was my boy HISB Cowboys off their album, The District. I can't stop playing that. I love that song. I love that album, actually. And the new album, Orlando, Get Your Space Up, kind of hot. I've heard a couple singles off of it, highly anticipated by me. I'm a hip-hop guy, so what can I say? Anyway, welcome back. And as always, you know me, I'm about the love movement. I had dinner with a friend of mine tonight, and saw something that was kind of disturbing. You know, we were eating dinner in the food court, and this woman walks up, and she's got a baby, and she's got a sign saying, "Hey, you know, can I get some money?" You know, and you see it, and it tugs at your heart, man, because you're like, damn. But then you're like, is it a scam? And I hate that. I don't know about anybody else, but I hate that. I hate seeing that because you're like, okay, are they real? Or are they, you know, are they scamming me? And, you know, they got the baby. It makes it worse. And 10 minutes later, a guy comes in. You know, first it was a female with her baby. Then a guy comes in, and he's got his child. And he's going table to table asking folks for money. And I'm like, oh, you know, y'all killing me. And you're stuck. What do you do? What do you think? I don't know. When I see it, I'm torn. Because, of course, part of me, the loving part, is like, damn, I should give him some change. But then I'm thinking, the other side of me, one, is that really their child? And two, even if it is their child, are they going to use that money on the child? Or is this for a drug habit? Or alcohol is a drug. Well, just your habit. I don't know. Is anybody else torn by that? It's one of those things that kills me. I mean, it's not, and I'm not talking about these healthy motherfuckers that that are on the corner begging for money. I see y'all. Don't come near my car. I'm gonna stick my door out and knock the shit out you. Cause healthy people on the corner, no, you get no love here. You come near me, I might get you. I got no love or tolerance for that, and there's no understanding for me why healthy, young, vital people are begging, besides the fact that they're lazy as hell. But the people like that, you know, when you see some homeless folks and you see that they have the issues, and we as a people, we don't care for them on a societal level, because there's nothing that we can do on the basic. I mean, we can do a little bit, but it won't be the long-term managed care and help that these individuals need, which was when I was talking about part of that whole the budget cuts that we spoke of earlier, that cut into that. Now, then I read a story about there's a sticker down in Ocean Beach, and the sticker has a phrase. Ocean Beach is in San Diego County, and the phrase says, "Please don't feed our bums," and it's stuck on the storefronts all around Ocean Beach, which is an area neighborhood in San Diego County. Now, most of you know that a lot of those stickers originate with the whole "please don't feed the bears" and all that. But I wonder how people feel about the whole "please don't feed our bums" sticker. You think that's appropriate? Inappropriate? I'm curious. I think it's a little insensitive. You know, I'm sure the people there, they're not happy about the homeless individuals, whatnot, that would be propagating around their stores, because obviously it may be a detriment to business, because obviously people tend to shun areas where there's a huge homeless population. But once again, that goes back to a bigger issue. What do we do as a society to take care of our own as far as people who are out of luck? And like I said, once again, I'm not talking about the vital and healthy individuals you see. I'm talking about the mentally ill folks that we see out there that we seem to have no sympathy for. We step over them all the time. What do we do about that? What do we do about the woman that I see in the mall with her baby asking for money? You know, is there any way to help them? Now, obviously, we have no sympathy for them, but at the same time, if you go to jail, you get 3 hots and a cot. You get free medical insurance, dental insurance. They take care of you in jail. They even have cable in jail. I know people living out here just regular with jobs. They don't have cable. But they have cable in jail. I'm thinking there's something wrong with that picture. I'm thinking jail should probably be the worst shit. Those people in jail, they should, crackers, maybe some Jell-O. I mean, I'm not really all that concerned with my prisoners and their welfare. And it seems to me like people are more concerned with their welfare, and nobody's really protesting the prisoners and all the free stuff they get. There are no old men in town halls wrestling, trying to knock each other out behind the free health care that prisoners, well, it's not free because we pay for that. But there's no big deal behind that. But going back to some haters, and you know I always got to talk about the haters because y'all out there, big as day, plain as day, you know, hiding under the banner of religious morality or whatnot. And I don't mean to do it, but it seems like I'm going back to the state of Florida for some strange reason. I'm looking at the story where a woman was fired for premarital sex. Yes, you heard me. A woman, a teacher, was fired for premarital sex. The school, Southland Christian School in St. Cloud, Florida. They say her sin was fornication, having sex before they got married. Jaretta Hamilton and her husband of 16 months, Samuel Treffs. Why they don't have the same last name, I don't know. But I'm not going to go there. That's a whole nother subject for another day. They filed an anti, they said that the termination violated the federal anti-discrimination law. They allege in the lawsuit that they have a pending lawsuit that the school's principal, John Enos, invaded. I don't know if it's Mrs. Hamilton or Mrs. Treff's privacy by telling other teachers and parents of her, of the parents of the students that why she was fired. You know, they told everyone that she was fired because she had premarital sex. I guess they had had sex 3 weeks before they got married. They conceived a daughter named Sarah 3 weeks before the wedding. So, and they went and took maternity leave in the fall. And, of course, Mr. Enos said that it's really, really difficult for the school to cover women on maternity leave. And, of course, she was only requesting the standard 6-week maternity leave. And I guess that's where she alleges that Mr. Enos says, well, I'm trying to do the math. When did you get married? She says February 20th, and he said, well, did you conceive prior to marriage? She tells him yes, and that's when he fires her. Fired for fornication. Would anybody have a job? How many of y'all would have a job? Raise your hand. How many of y'all would have a job if they was fired because of fornication? Can I see hands? Probably not. But, wow. Southland Christian School. You are some hating ass. Wow. Mr. John Enos. In particular, just because it you'd have a hard time covering during maternity leave, you got to fire a teacher, not because of her marriage, but because she had sex with her husband 3 weeks before she got married, which I'm sure they probably have had some sexual relations before then. Not that it's anybody's business, but I think it's funny as hell that this is even an issue. You know, funny as hell that it's even an issue. I mean, even what's worse is Kristen Stewart, who had to apologize for a rape statement. For those of you who don't know who Kristen Stewart is, she starred in the Twilight saga. She made a comment talking about paparazzi, and she compared her life in the spotlight by the paparazzi to sexual assault. You know, she's saying, and she, I quote, "The photos are so, I feel like I'm looking at someone being raped a lot of the time. I can't handle it. I never expected that this would be my life." And folks had an uproar behind that. And I'm like, well, you know, the paparazzi shit, it's outrageous. They're following folks around, and I don't think people understand the depths of that. I mean, because as so-called regular people, you know, we can go to the mall, we can go to the grocery store, we can go anywhere. There's not a lot of folks jumping out. Oh, can I get your autograph? You ain't got these suckers jumping out the bushes taking pictures of you, whatnot. It's a violation of your privacy. Now, obviously, for those who've been raped and molested, whatever, it's not quite that, but it ain't that far off. It ain't that far off. When you think about the fact that you have no privacy, everywhere you go, somebody is following you. You know that whole, was it Rockwell? "I always feel like somebody watching me." Now you think about that shit. I know that was bad, but see, that's why I'm a 19er. I can't sing. But the point is, look, violating folks' privacy. I mean, and I know that's the price of fame, but that price is being paid because people look up to these folks a little too much. That whole Charles Barkley, "I'm not a role model." Kristen Stewart's not a role model. Tiger Woods is not a role model. You know, we just went through Father's Day, and the month before that, Mother's Day. You know, family, that's your role model. People who are closest to you in life touch you every day and help you to be the person that you are. Those are the people who should be your role models. No one else. So, on that note, Dick Hunter, my time is up. I'm out of here. Thank you all for listening. Big shout out to my co-host, Butter. Get better. Smooth Drama, Dick Hugger. I'll holler at y'all later. Next bat place, next bat time.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth.
okay. On that note, I already said it. I'm out.